Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. China has denied facilitating oil shipments to North Korea in violation of U.N. Security Council sanctions after President Trump accused Beijing of doing so. Despite China's insistence the sanctions are being enforced, doubts persist in the U.S., South Korea, and Japan that loopholes continue to exist. U.N. Security Council last week imposed new sanctions designed to limit North Korea's access to oil in response to the country's recent long-range missile test. The United States is preparing to shift its approach in Syria, pledging to help with the initial recovery following the collapse of the Islamic State self-declared caliphate. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis says contractors and diplomats will be sent to eastern Syria to help stabilize the country, and he talks about what the process will involve.
When you bring in more diplomats, they're working that initial restoration of services. They bring in the contractors. There's international money that's got to be administered. That is a diplomat's job. The military would move them around, make certain they're protected.
Mattis did not share a timeline for when diplomats and other civilian personnel would be arriving in Syria and emphasized that none of the work should be characterized as nation-building. U.S. State Department has strongly condemned the arrest in Iran of peaceful protesters. More than 50 people were arrested in the past 2 days for protesting in Iran's cities against the country's economic problems. Demonstrators spoke out against Iranian military being in Syria for long periods of time, while they said that money used for the deployment could be used to help people back home. This is VOA News. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a bomb attack earlier this week on a Russian supermarket in St. Petersburg. The group did not provide any evidence for its claim. At least 13 people were injured when a homemade bomb detonated in a branch of a supermarket chain. Health officials said none of the victims suffered life-threatening injuries. Grief and anger at the funeral today for victims of deadly attacks on a Coptic Orthodox church and a shop near Cairo. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
The death toll climbing to 11 people. She had three girls, shouts one woman, as mourners gathered to pay their respects. Authorities say the gunman first opened fire at a Christian-owned shop, killing two people, before moving on to a church in southern Cairo, where the deadly rampage continued. Islamic State has now claimed responsibility for Friday's attack, but so far hasn't provided any evidence for the claim. The shooter, who was wounded and arrested, has been identified, and authorities say he's carried out several attacks since last year. Among those dead, a police officer who witnesses say died while trying to close the church gate to stop the gunman from getting in. Islamic militants have claimed several attacks on Egypt's Christian minority in recent years, including two bombings in April and a 2016 blast at Cairo's largest Coptic cathedral that killed 28 people. Police are stepping up security measures around churches ahead of Coptic Christmas celebrations in January.
That is Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. Members of a Bronx community and the U.S. city of New York lit candles, prayed, released balloons into the air, honoring victims of an apartment building fire that killed 12 people, including four children. Richie Torres was one of the many who attended the vigil.
My message to everyone here was that let's make sure that the lives here were not lost in vain, and that we do everything we can to further fire safety and ensure that whatever lives were lost now means that lives can be saved in the future. But it just devastates me to think that there are children and that there's a baby who will never get to enjoy the things that all of us take for granted. And that's the tragedy to me.
The blaze consumed a five-story building, fanned by fresh oxygen, each time frightened tenants flung open windows. The New York Police Department says children aged 1, 2, and 7, as well as a boy whose age was unknown, died, along with four men and four women. Trump administration has fired the remaining members of the Presidential Advisory Council on HIV/AIDS, established in 1995 during the Clinton administration, to advise the White House on HIV strategies and policies. Six members of the council, upset by the White House actions on health policy, resigned in June. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. Hello, and welcome to the show. I'm Heather Maxwell, your host, and this is the English to Africa service of the VOA in Washington. This is Music to the Max. 55 minutes of awesome, carefully curated Pan-African music, music news, and exclusive artist interviews. You're part of the show, too, Ems. Your posts, DMs, tweets, voice messages, texts, requests, and even your songs are considered and sometimes included in the show. Today, I've got a delicious holiday blend of songs from 10 different countries. Styles include Wassenaar folk, Bwa balafon, Afro beats, Afro pop, salsa, reggae, 1970s acoustic guitar band, and more. My special guest this week is female bass guitarist Ma Keita from Senegal. That's presented by Bill Odidi at the bottom of the hour. And at 50 minutes past, wait till you hear my song of the week. It's a Hausa hip-hop tune by a pair of brothers, and Nazir Hausawa of the VOA Hausa Service joins me to present that. You're gonna love it. You're gonna love all of it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Kicking off with a classic, here's singer-songwriter Nahawa Doumbia with a Wassalum folk song from Mali. The song is entitled Dibi, Shadow Descends Upon the Earth. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, your host. That was Nahawa Dumbia with the title track to her 2003 album, Dibi. Nahawa is one of Mali's most beloved folk singers. She's from Bougouni, a town for its skilled hunters, blacksmiths, and arcane knowledge and power. Here's a word from a certain Mr. Amadou Wori Bari, one of you, followed by his song request, Popo Lipo.
Yo, this is Amadou Wori Bari from Freetown, Sierra Leone, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa, presented by the legendary and undefeated lady, Edda Maxwell.
So painful. Bingo.
We been the eat, not the same band, last together. You got me thinking every day,
say we go last forever.
Been the proven to me, I proven to you. Now so we been the get along. Anytime we been the call,
you the answer.
If I say pass it on here,
you say yes sir.
Now where you level don't change, you the look so low upon me. Because that you know the air, you don't forget but me. Oh no, because he get money pass me.
He get money pass me. Yeah.
Oh no, because he the dress pass me.
He the dress pass me.
See, I don't get money, but I get love. And I'm ready for take you anywhere you want go. Baby, do your please. Sorry for me. I go always stay there for you, no matter what.
See me na popo lipo.
You been know that from the start.
See me na popo lipo.
But I love you from my heart.
See me na popo lipo.
Yeah.
See me na popo lipo. Popo lipo. Oh, oh, oh.
She used to call me daddy. Daddy. I used to call her mommy. Sudden it change for the reason way me or no no. You know when they call me phone me no answer. You say man no drink rum, man no smoke ganja. If I do one for you, you say do one for me, yeah, bro.
Who the one the candle?
If I prove I'm to you, not for prove I'm to me, take go.
Who the one the candle?
Now where you level don't change, you the look so low upon me. Because that you know the air, you don't forget but me.
He get money pass me.
Only because he the dress pass me.
He the dress pass me.
See I no get money, but I get love. And I'm ready for take you anywhere you want go. Baby, do your please. Sorry for me, I go always stay there for you, no matter what.
See me na popo lipo.
You be know that from the start.
See me na popo lipo.
But I love you from my heart.
Se mi na popo lipo,
yeah.
Se mi na popo lipo, popo lipo, oh, oh, oh.
True love, I'd forget this day. True love, I'd forget. True love, I'd forget this day. True love, I'd forget. Like I walk out for fend this day. Not so love, I'd forget. Like how long life not dead this day. Not so love, I'd forget. She don't break me at you. She don't break me at you.
Se mi na popo lipo.
You be know that from the start.
Se mi na popo lipo.
But I love you from the heart.
Se mi na popo lipo. Se mi na popo lipo. Popo lipo. Se mi na popo lipo.
You be know that from the start.
Se mi na popo lipo.
Se mi na popo lipo.
But I love you from your heart. Se mi na popo lipo. Se mi na popo lipo. Popo lipo.
All right, hello M's. That was Popo Lipo by K-Man of Sierra Leone.
This is Lira from South Africa, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Another listener, Mr. Saidu Muhammad Ali, sent me this message. Hi, I'm requesting any Nigerian music for the listening pleasure of the presenter of this program, Mummy Maxwell Heather, Mr. Larry London, and Mr. Vincent Bonner of VOA Border Crossings. Yours, Saidu Muhammad Ali, Nigeria. All right, here you go, Saidu. Here's some yummy. Yemi Alade with Tumbum. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is my 2017 holiday blend of delicious African music. Time for some salsa. From Benin, here's Michael Pinero with Ayele, the title track of his 2010 album Voyage.
Ayeyi le koko Music time in Africa.
Okay, happy holidays, MZs. My Music Maxwell mama, millions of loving listeners. James Kamau Koroma from Freetown, Sierra Leone, posted this on my Music Time in Africa Facebook page. That has nearly 1,100,000 followers now, by the way. Thank you so much. James says, greetings to you too, Doc. Play me Speed or any song by Afrigo Band of Uganda, whose music is cool as your looks. Well, greetings, James. I'd be delighted to play you something by Afrigo Band, especially since you frame your question like that. Here's Obangaina from 1997 and featuring Rachel Magura.
Obangaina, 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 Obangaina,
That was Obangaina by Afrigo Band. Coming up, that bois balafon tune I mentioned earlier. It's so cool. But first, a couple more greetings from you. Dr. Heather, best Christmas wishes from Nairobi, Kenya. Wishing you nothing but the very best in the coming year. So proud of Music Time in Africa. I tune in every Saturday and Sunday. Asante sana, Ambrose Kamau. Mohamed Tijani sends his greetings to Ibrahim Alpha Ahmed and Usman Kabara of the VOA House of Service. This is the Coulibaly Brothers, a traditional bois band from Burkina Faso. There are three brothers in the band, Suleiman, the leader, and his younger twin brothers, Lasna and Usaini. The song is entitled Boroto. It says, strive to do good and honor our parents so we can receive their benedictions and live a serene and happy life. This is track two from the Coulibaly's album, Seniwe, released in 2000.
Baloi de ti mi ma ile be wili ki jo ki bo jo ko ya
watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Hello, it's Abundance Mutori from the Ben Makomba in Zimbabwe. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell. A Mr. Fury Leonard from ZNBC Radio 2 in Lusaka, Zambia, posted this message to Music Time recently. My special request is if you can play me one of these songs, Chitukutuku by Wilson Makawa, Sweet Mother by Nico Mbarga, or any song from Mozambique or Zimbabwe. Here's my choice for you, Fury, the one and only Oliver Mutukudzi.
Thank you.
All right, that was Tuku with Huroi, track 2 from his 2012 album Sarawoga. This is Dr. Maxwell. Coming up next, Bill Odidi brings us a wonderful interview from Dakar, Senegal. It's with bass guitarist Ma Keita. Right after this short but sweet listener station ID.
Jumbo Africa, hakuna matata. Jumbo Africa, hakuna matata. Hello, everybody. This is Japan, and you're listening to The Voice of America. Thank you for listening.
Now, let's listen to a bit of Takifa, that's Ma Keita's band, and then we'll meet her. Bill Odidi reports.
Hi, hi. Waxtan waxtan wax deug ci la lideram ñu gay ray ci ñak ba la jëm ñu setan dinam dinam peysan.
Thank you very much indeed, Heather, and greetings from me, Bill Odidi. Now, recently while I was in Dakar in Senegal, I met an extraordinary female musician. Her name is Ma Kudia Keita, and she's a bass guitarist. Now, you know, we don't get many female bass guitarists. She's a member of a popular band called Takifa, along with her brothers, one of the most popular young bands in Senegal. I met Ma Keita just after she had spoken at a forum about the role of women in the music business in Senegal.
Hello, my name is Ma Kudia Keita. I am musician, bass player in a family band named Takifa.
Okay, so you're in a family band, and how many are you in the band?
We are 5 brothers and 1 sister.
You play bass. That's interesting, isn't it?
It was circumstances who helped me to choose a bass guitar.
And that was what, within the family or what? Because I saw your father in there as well, right?
Yes, it's my father and my mother who advised me to choose the bass guitar. I played acoustic guitar for 2 years, and after they advised me to try the bass guitar.
What sort of challenges did you have to overcome to master this instrument, the bass guitar?
The challenge it was not to simply to play, but to have a play of quality who can reach the level of the great bass players in Africa and in the world. That was the fight of my fight and the fight of my family.
Say I buguma, nena geola, nena yorma. Man me da ma we. Man me da ma we.
You've been talking about this topic of women in music changing the narrative. Mm-hmm. Why do you think this is such an important topic?
It's important because we have to talk about it for helping people to understand that the women need to have more kinds of activity in the musical industry. And if we can share it with the other people, it will be more easy for the women to do other choices, to have the high level for her career. Yeah.
Do you think yourself, you're a good example, you're a role model to many women? Do you think the situation is changing when people see you, and not just as a singer, but you're also playing one of the most challenging instruments on stage?
Here in Senegal, I'm the unique model. I am the unique model of...
The unique model?
Yeah, I am the unique model. And I wish we will have other female model of instrumentalists here and more in Africa.
What is the future like for women, not just in Senegal, but around Africa, when it comes to growing themselves, growing their careers and getting opportunities in music?
The future of women is not to just have a future for herself, but is to play an important role in the development of the industry, in the musical industry in Africa. And if the men can understand it, they can assist the women for this fight, I think. And we will have African musical industry ahead.
What is a song from your band that you would choose for us to play?
I can choose one song called Nana, and we play it with Baba Mal, and it's dedicated for not for only women but for African people.
Nana lumu japon bayuko, Nana alantita nuko, Nana dengu senranyeko, lumu yor lumu neu neu doyoko.
That's a Senegalese group, Takefu, featuring their compatriot Baba Mal in the track Danan. Earlier I was speaking to Makuta Keita, who's the bassist with the band. She's a champion of women's rights and also supports people like her who are living with albinism. Look out for her band Takefu. Their latest album is titled Gas Kiss. And that's just about it for now from me, Bilo Didi, on Music Time in Africa. Now back to you, Heather.
All right, thank you, Bill. So, wow, Ma fights for women's rights and albinism both. Amazing. This is Music Time in Africa. For those of you just joining us, welcome. I'm Heather, and this is my 2017 holiday blend. There's still great music to come. Next up is a 1971 song from Zambia I mentioned at the top of the hour, and then our Song of the Week with Nazir Hausawa, and one final tune, an upbeat reggae melody from Ghana to close us out on a happy note. The Kasama Bantu Actors was a group from Kasama, a town in the northern province of Zambia. This beautiful little song, Mwaombe Niba Kaunda, was recorded in 1971 at a studio called ZBS in Kitwe, northern Zambia. It's a praise song honoring Kenneth Kaunda, the first president of Zambia, for liberating his countrymen from the British colonial regime. Mwaombe Niba Kaunda Mujalo Jesu. Mwaombe Niba Makaza Mujalo Jesu.
Yeah, what a wonderful, sweet tune from way back 1971 Zambia. That was the Kasama Bantu Actors. I'm Heather, Music Time in Africa.
And this is the Song of the Week.
Joining me in the studio today is Mr. Nazir Hausawa from the VOA Hausa Service.
Hello, everyone. How are you doing?
It's great to have you in the studio.
Yeah, it's always great to be with you, Heather.
Thank you.
It's great.
So our Song of the Week is a Hausa hip-hop song that you found.
Yes.
Will you introduce it for us?
So, first of all, the name of the artist is Della Dawa. They're two brothers.
Della and Dawa.
Della and Dawa.
Okay.
May Della and May Dawa. So they form Della Dawa.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the song is Gani Gamasoyata, which means in English, me and my girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah. And the content of the song, the lyrics, they're telling a story about a long distance relationship whereby the guys are heading to the town of the girl to see her, to see their girlfriends. That's the story about the song.
So they're together some way, either driving somehow.
Yes.
And they're talking about.
Yeah. Or maybe riding a donkey or a horse or maybe driving a car.
Whatever way gets them there.
Yeah, exactly.
And the brothers sound really alike. I was noticing that earlier when I heard the song.
Yeah, if you see their pictures, you will have thought they are identical twins.
Wow.
And they are not.
Well, their voices sound identical.
They
almost.
Yes.
All right, let's enjoy this song.
Right.
Wow.
All right. That was the song of the week, Ganiga Masoyiata.
Oh, you said it right.
Did I?
You can speak Hausa. You can learn Hausa language so fast. Oh. Say it again.
Ganiga Masoyiata.
Yes, Ganiga Masoyiata.
Oh, that was good, huh? Thank you. But the song was really good.
It is. I love the song.
Thanks, Nazir Hausawa, for joining me on this week's Song of the Week.
You're welcome, and I'm always happy to be here.
Yeah, that was a great song.
It is.
This is Heather Maxwell and
Nazir Ahmed Hausawa
on the Song of the Week. Yeah. All right, my darlings, here's the last song of the hour, Shine a Light by Rocky Dawuni. Heather Maxwell, and that was Rocky Dawuni closing us out this edition of Music Time in Africa with Shine a Light. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Special thanks to Ma Keita and Bill Odidi from Dakar for that wonderful interview. And to my M's, Amadou Wouribari, Saidou Mohamed Ali, James Kemo Koroma, Ambrose Kamau, Mohamed Tijani, and Firi Leonard for their contributions today to the show, and to Nazir Hausawa of the VOA Hausa Service for co-hosting Song of the Week. My WhatsApp number is +1 202-203-4118. Email musictime@voanews.com, Twitter @musictimeafrica. Hit me up on any of these platforms or on Facebook with a message or voicemail, and I might include you in a future show. Finally, guys, a reminder. Every week, the Music Time Hour begins with 5 minutes of breaking news. So on our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 UTC. On shortwave radio, you can tune in on Fridays at 09:05 UTC, and on Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 UTC. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or for Music Time in Africa. Also, don't forget there's my YouTube channel that has lots of great interviews, many of which you hear in this radio show, but many more that are extended, and you can see what we're doing. So check out the YouTube channel as well. Till next week, stay beautiful, M's. Stay blessed.